This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Junkies and Flunkies, welcome to the NWA Saturday Special. And a beautiful Saturday that it's going to be. Wow, there was a lot that went on in this show. We're going to break down the NWA power from this past week. Some great stuff. This is one of the best shows that I've seen in a long time. But I can't do this alone to bring in my co-host. He is the PTB Podfather. He is a member of Strictly Business. That's my partner, Scott Criscolo. Welcome, Podfather.
Good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon, whenever you
are. You're part of Strictly Business, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think we would treat our guests better than those other. Those other
punk-ass bitches?
Those other guys with their little beards.
Hi, I'm Gary Horn.
Me and this other guy and this fake doctor with their stupid little background.
Hi, it's our floating heads.
I don't like anybody calling themselves the doctor, I'm sorry.
I don't like themselves calling anybody anything other than the NWA Saturday Special, which is what we're doing.
That's right, I have my shirt on today.
Oh, you do? Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Good evening, or good morning, or good afternoon. Let's assume good morning, because our very loyal listeners listen first thing.
That's right.
So, good morning on this Saturday, or beyond.
They usually have coffee, but I have a little different drink tonight. Tonight, you know, I was just in one of those moods tonight. You know, the weather's getting nice here in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, usually that means, like, cracking open a nice ice-cold beer. I'm drinking some Broken Skull IPA right now. It's very great, by the way.
Well, the mood I was in about 5 hours ago, if I had a Broken Skull IPA, someone would have a broken skull. So it's probably smart to avoid the beard.
Well, maybe what's that fake NWA podcast that they promote?
This is pro wrestling.
Yeah, whatever.
And then they do they insulted the national treasure, the world's heavyweight champion this
week. Yeah, how dare you?
I know, really. Stop being such
insult the national treasure. I mean, really? Never mind the national treasure. He's the international treasure, okay?
First of all, and then on top of that, okay, I hear a description about the new show that I guess it's that fat guy has a new show in his little crew. It's called My World with Jeff Jarrett, co-hosted by Conrad Thompson, a.k.a. the Podfather, takes us on a journey through Jarrett's illustrious career as an in-the-ring main event professional wrestler to a promoter and company owner. Listen to The Chosen One.
What do you have to say about that?
Well, the real Podfather has much better shows than listening to Jeff Jarrett's career. That's for sure. Such as NWA Crock and Roll. This past Friday dropped another great episode, part two of Before They Were Crockett. Another great episode by you guys as you're getting through the summer waiting for stuff to be populated on the cock.
Yeah, let me tell you something. You have to listen to this show, really. I mean, you should listen to it anyway. But, you know, usually I'm on the same wavelength as Sean Kidd, and we actually, you know, I think this is like a first in our, we had a kind of a little disagreement.
Oh.
So it's interesting. Well, you know, we're not going to tell you what it is. You have to listen to it.
Uh-huh.
No, but
all right. Very good.
On the same age, so we have the same opinions, but yeah, we were a little, we differed on something. So it was, oh, it was kind of fun. It's worth listening to. But going back to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show here, if I like, you know, we'll call him the National Treasure because that's what he goes by, but I think he's the International Treasure. If Nick Aldis wants to come on a show that's going to treat him with the proper respect, he just comes over to the NWA Saturday Special.
I offered it on Twitter. The introduction, the invitation was there.
It is, but you never
Nick
know.
Aldis.
Maybe he will take it.
If you
right now he's a little pissed, so yeah. I can understand.
Yeah. But if you and Chris Adonis and Tom Latimer and Camille want to come on the Saturday Special and get treated with the respect you deserve.
That's right.
Not that beady-eyed fake journalism that Joe Galli and the and that other podcast of scrubs want to give you the lack of respect. Feel free.
That's right.
The door's open.
Because, you know, the top of this show is going to tell you right here just the disrespect that's going on right now.
Yeah. I we here at the PTB Wrestling Network welcome everyone. All opinions. Not just the opinions of Joe Galli and the goody-goodies in the NWA. Just because you're not popular or loved doesn't necessarily mean your voice should not be heard. So I invite you, Strictly Business, come here to the NWA Saturday Special. You will be treated with the respect that we're not going to have on bingo halls or hurricanes or, you know, algebra lessons like Tim Storm. No, we're going to talk about what needs to be talked about. Strictly Business.
That's right. We'll even share a brew with them if they...
And I'll tell you something. I'd rather listen to Highway to the Impact Zone than anything about Jeff Jarrett's career for, you know, 83 weeks. You know, it's very easy to just get some ex-guy on to talk about stories about Jimmy Valiant shitting on a coffee table or was it whacking off on a coffee table while the hooker shits on it? I don't know. In any event, Highway to the Impact Zone dropped this week on the network. Logan Crosland and his gang. It was a pay-per-view episode, Final Resolution 2005, so check that out. Jacob and Tyler revealed their next 10 GWCW matches, 30-21, and of course, at the beginning of the week, myself and the PIC, Mr. Azzaro, were joined by our good friend Pete Winson for episode 577 of the Place B podcast.
Why wasn't I invited on episode 577? I said it on Crack and Roll, you guys needed some more downloads, so you had me on. So, what's going on here?
What, you wanted to be on again?
Of course.
You want to be on? You don't like watching half this crap. You don't. You weren't going to watch. Yeah, but you know why?
Don't be judging me.
We loved Sid. If you're a Sid fan, you will love episode 577 of the Place B podcast. We watched the February 8th, 1992, Saturday Night's Main Event, the first Saturday Night's Main Event on Fox. After they left NBC. And we love Sid. So there was a lot of Sid love in that episode. So in any event, it was a great week for the PTB Wrestling
Network.
It's
always a great week. Every week.
Well, yeah, that is true. But specifically this week.
And like I said, you know, I was wearing my shirt today. So make sure you check out our store.
Yeah.
Public.com, type in PTBW.
Yep. And you could show off
NWA Saturday Special.
Of the logos of all of our great shows, including the ones on hiatus.
There's a lot. There's a little bit of everything for everyone. Yes, we're in the process of putting together some stuff, right? You know, some new stuff.
Yeah, some kind of alternative shirts, maybe some sayings. That you hear on all the shows like Chow and Junkies and Flunkies and, The Conscience, a Place to Be Nation, and then a shadow of Steve Willie's head. you know, maybe a Trinity thing of you and Callum and Sean, Croc, and then roll above all your heads, something like that, you know.
Exactly. That'd be a bestseller right there.
Of course it would. Absolutely. What T-shirts does the other Podfather that doesn't have his stupid fucking, you know, pimping Swampland or some shit or selling dick pills or, you know, fucking ball razors. Now, if Manscaped came to me, I might think about it, but I will not beg. We here at the PTB Wrestling Network, we are about the fans and the content we give you. We don't worry about ad spots and stuff. But
I let them come to us.
If all of you out, if you at Manscaped, ball razors and shit, want to come to us, unlike Connie there, who probably had to beg for Manscaped because he can't see his balls. How would he shave his own? Wow. It'd be hard to see. He probably, you know, you have like those selfie sticks for holding cell phones. He might have to have like a ball shave stick to kind of go. Anyway.
Ooh, you're wound up tonight. Anyway. All right. I love it.
The PTB Wrestling Network, the fans.
We're having a good time here tonight. You know, it's too bad. You're not having a beer here with me.
Let me get to the plugs. You interrupt me too much. Just keep drinking your beer. Yeah,
what the hell are you talking about? We were just talking. Let me get to the plugs. You went on a tangent, not me.
But I'm doing plugs. It's called
okay.
Plugs.
Plug it. You need
go
some
write some go write some traffic. Go write some traffic copy for Kangaroos or whatever.
All right,
of course, there's the Quad of Pods. There's the PTB Pop Experience. Andy Atherton. Edgerton. The Jenny Position. You. They just dropped an episode of Talkin' Pop, I think. Also, Pluto TV Experience. I'll be making my debut appearance on that show. It's a great show that Jenny has over in the Jenny Position. If you're interested, by the way, in wanting to do a pop culture podcast, reach out to Jenny on Twitter. You guys could chat. If you want to reach out to me, reach out to me. I can get you in contact with her. And she's looking for fresh talent over on the Jenny Position, so check it out. And, of course, the guys over in the No-So, my PIC, Mr. Rosero, and Chad Campbell, Aaron George, and all the great shows over there. So the Quad of Pods. And, of course, here at the PTB Wrestling Network. Now, Doctor, now let's talk real turkey.
Exactly. Let's get into it. We had a little fun, but now it's time to get into the meat and potatoes of why we're here.
Yes. This past Tuesday's episode of NWA Power was after a lot of criticism over the previous week's episode that a lot of people thought was very fluffy. This one definitely had its share of
You saw a little of that stuff. Old school NWA.
Yeah, I agree. So we get to the GPB studios. Let's get down to business, strictly business. And they open the show. Well, they don't open the show, but there's news about them that open the show. No Tim Storm. He is, quote, on assignment, which means he's probably backstage, you know, with his feet up. That's usually what on assignment means.
On assignment.
So it's just Joe Galli and Velvet Sky. And we go to Kyle Davis, another one who does his over exemplary fucking facial expressions.
But you're more critical. Kyle Davis doesn't bother me, but Velvet Sky just doesn't do it for me, buddy.
We need Sean Mooney back. Where's Mooney? We need Mooney.
Mooney.
Back.
Mooney right. Who?
Mooney who?
Mooney.
So apparently, Kyle Davis has in his hand a statement from the president of the NWA, Bob Geigel. No, I'm just kidding. William Patrick Corgan. I think is Bob Geigel still alive? I think he is. No, didn't he just pass away?
Yeah, I think he did pass away.
I think he did just pass away. So he sent a he has a statement that I'm going to read to you in case you haven't seen it. Last week on Power, Chris Adonis, the reigning NWA national champion, and Tom Latimer, former tag champion, were offered and accepted a match against Aaron Stevens and J.R. Kratos for the NWA World Tag Team Championships. As such, the two gentlemen did not appear in time for last week's main event, nor did they convey any reason, in person or otherwise, that would have prevented them from competing, such as injury or a personal matter. Additionally, Nick Aldis, the reigning NWA World Heavyweight Champion, left our program before its completion, and like the two I mentioned before, has not responded to our every request for either an explanation or confirmation that they'd appear on this week's edition of Power. As well, Camille, also affiliated with Aldis's Strictly Business group, did respond via text message, but only to say she was fine and would be at tonight's event. So given the gravity of these circumstances, and as a demonstration that this organization is ever reliant on the trust of our great fans to present to them fair and impartial contests, the NWA, as a governing body, must act and act immediately. So forthwith, both Adonis and Latimer are stripped of their number one contender status and tag team opportunity, as well as all monies they might have received for appearing. That's an old school Southern wrestling sentence. As for Nick Aldis, he is hereby docked 1 month's salary, which will be donated to charity, and he, like Adonis and Latimer, are expected to appear on next week's show, or their contracts with the NWA, and both Aldis and Adonis' reigns as champions will come to an end. And so do our great fans, and to turn the page in a positive direction, there will be a match between two great veteran tag teams tonight to determine who will face Aaron Stevens and Kratos at next week's Power for the NWA tag titles. Your NWA president, William Patrick Morgan. I was very excited at this opening segment.
Yes.
I think finally it's time to get some really meaty kind of juicy storylines, particularly involved.
And kind of really, you know, have, you know, Corrigan as, you know, Billy Corrigan as the president, like really kind of wielding his power a little bit. I mean, almost becoming kind of like a character unto himself. I don't know if he's going to be a part of the shows eventually, but it kind of made it seem official, you know, kind of like the old school days, you know, when the WWF had Jack Tunney as the figurehead president. You know, the NWA always mentioned, you know, either Bob Geigel or Jim Crockett, whoever was the NWA president at the time. So I kind of like it. I like the old school, you know, the boss kind of throwing his power around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a little disrespect to the national treasure, but hey, you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I agree. And I like that there's kind of a line in the sand right now between Strictly Business and the hierarchy of the NWA. The fact, even though it's not going to happen, but the fact that that Billy Corgan even typed guys will be stripped of their championships was pretty cool and spoke volumes.
Again, it's making the championships mean something.
Correct.
Wow, this is something these guys love. This is something that means something to those individuals. And we're going to take that away from them if they don't do what we're asking and what they're supposed to be doing. I love it. I just love that, you know, we know obviously this is a small company, you know, in the grand scheme of things, but I just love how the championships mean something. To me, the NWA World Heavyweight Championship means more than the WWE Championship at this point, to me.
And
obviously it's not in the same level. I know that.
I will say this. Who cares about levels, though? We're at this level. We're talking about this right now. This is this, as Robert De Niro said. I forgot what movie. I think it was The Deer Hunter. This is this. Listen, you've been bitching about WWE not treating the belts with any respect. I pretty much concur with you. Nick Aldis, just like Ric Flair, and this is where the Ric Flair thing comes in, Nick Aldis lives, breathes, and eats for that World Heavyweight Championship for Sweet Charlotte.
He does.
And to even have a whiff of it being taken away from him would be tantamount to having his heart ripped out of his chest.
It's like Ric Flair, you know, without the championship.
Exactly, that's the point.
It wasn't the same. And that's what they're trying to build. And there's nothing wrong with that. Again, you can – I say this every single week. You can recycle storylines, just put your own twist to it.
Sure.
That's how wrestling's been for 50, 60 years. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just if you execute it and you have the right people executing what you want to do, then it's going to be successful. And I just love – this was great. I mean, it was a great way to start the program, to be honest. Because like you said, we were a little critical of last week's show, and this was a great way to kind of just jump right into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm kind of happy, and this is good for the show. I'm glad that Strictly Business actually won't be on this week. You don't want to burn a lot of talent out. So to have a week without right. them is fine with me.
Well, it is. You know? And, you know, it's a small company, so you don't have a ton of guys. So it's definitely – and again, it makes it because that letter was sent. Now, what's their reaction going to be next week?
Well, next week's next week's going to be fucking crazy, and we'll get to that as the show progresses because next week is loaded, obviously, and we'll explain why at the end. So we go to break. We come back. We have our first match of the evening, and it's a title match. The NWA World Television Championship is on the line. Our champion, of course, Elijah Burke, the Pope, taking on Matt Cross, who, of course, won that number one contenders match last week. I enjoyed the match a lot. I love the Pope. I think we both love the Pope. Oh, not just on the stick, but I've always considered him a great worker. I've been very critical over the last couple of times that Matt Cross has been in the ring. I feel like he's very predictable. He kind of sets his moves up. But here I have to say, Pope kind of took him to the next level in the climax. Pope has Cross draped across the top strand, the top rope. Pope kicks Cross in the chest. Cross with a shoulder block. Cross slips over Pope's back. Cross nails Pope with the pump kick. Cross lands the suicide dive, but Cross rolls Pope back into the ring. Pope avoids the shooting star press. He kicks Cross in the gut, uppercuts him, and then connects with the Elijah Express to pick up the victory. So it is now four consecutive successful defenses, or in other words, keeping the title via win or otherwise for the Pope, for the Lucky Seven, which means if he does it three more times, he will be granted a world heavyweight.
Again, I like these little stipulations. I think it just adds, again, to the aura of the championship, but also, you know, now we're at four. Now, so now it's interesting. Okay, is he going to be able to make it to seven? You know, like this is the stuff that.
These are the things. I agree.
But it's stupid. I don't want to say stupid. It's small things that you do that mm-hmm. could bring you in. I think today we worry because the audience is different today and we feel we have to make this grand, spectacular
right.
thing to wow people. Like sometimes, you know what? Simple works.
Sure. I agree. Absolutely. And it enhances the titles. They're making the titles mean something. Not only it is important to you to defend the World's Television Championship, but there's an incentive to defending the World's Television Championship.
Exactly. Classic things work sometimes.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely does.
Again, you don't want to overdo it, but it's sometimes it really does work. It's like, you and I just in our personal lives, you know, I always say like, you know, Food Network, they always, you know, now that everything's got to be, every kind of food now has got to be some spectacular, you know, crazy thing. Whereas sometimes let's go back to the basics. Sometimes, you know, a good macaroni and cheese or, you know, a simple sandwich, you know, like I think we want all the glitz and the glamour, but there's nothing behind it. It's just glitz and glamour for the sake of saying, hey, we have these great things, but really right. in the end, there's nothing, there's no meat on the bone. Right. And sometimes it's just simple just to keep it. I love this storyline. I mean, I love, you know, official letter from the NWA president. Now, it would have been kind of cool to have him actually out there, but fine. You know, do it this way. It's good. It just it makes it seem like this is really serious. This is a serious storyline. This match, again, Matt Cross, you know, sometimes you've been a little critical of him. But now you saw he's in there. What a great worker. And he really upped his game. And mm-hmm. it was actually a very entertaining match.
Yeah, it was. I agree. I enjoyed it very much. And the Pope is awesome. So
he is.
We get a vignette for Austin Idol's school. Oh, we forgot to mention that earlier in the show, in between segments, was a vignette for Ricky Morton's school with very familiar music. May Valentine interviews Melina and Taryn Terrell, the representatives of Thunder Rosa and Camille, talking about that match coming up down the line. Then our second match of the night was a non-title match between the NWA World Tag Team Champions, Aaron Stevens and Kratos, and the team of Fred Rosser, one of our good friends, we like Fred, and Marche Rocket. And once again, as we've seen a doctor, involving all of the involving the dissension currently between Aaron Stevens and J.R. Kratos. Kratos continuously was wanting Stevens to cheat. At one point, Kratos had, I think it was Fred Rosser, it might have been Rocket, I think it was Fred Rosser, in an abdominal stretch, and Kratos was reaching out to Aaron Stevens' hand saying, pull my hand, let's get some extra leverage, come on. And Stevens' like, no, you're fine, you don't need me. And Kratos is, you know, jaw-jacking back, and then eventually they, you know, the Fred Rosser gets out of the move. There's still some, you know, chit-chatting between the two of them. In the end, Kratos sends Rosser shoulder first into the steel ring post. Kratos tells Stevens to get his head in the game. Rocket rolls Stevens over for a two count. Stevens connects with the discus forearm to pick up the victory. So our tag team champions keep it. Well, it was a non-title match. Win the match. Solid match. But mostly the match was meant to continue, Doctor, the growing dissension between
and again,
Aaron
they're,
Stevens
they're
and Kratos.
Drawing it out every single week. It's not like... And again, because they aren't doing a pay-per-view every single month, so you could really marinate the storyline. Yes. We know that eventually they're going to break up somehow, but it's just how are they going to do it? Which way they're going? It keeps you guessing. Like, okay, we kind of know what's going to happen here, but how are they going to do it? And every time you think that something's going to happen, look at they pulled off the victory here, but now it's just there's more dissension.
Right.
It's good stuff. I mean, and. I like Aaron Stevens better as a heel, but I get what they're trying to do in this situation, and it's fine. I'm totally fine with it.
I like him as a heel too, but there are way too many heels in the company right now.
I agree. I agree. You do need some faces.
We need some faces.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. So the World Tag Team Champions win the non-title match, and they will defend their straps this coming Tuesday on Power against one of two teams, and we'll talk about those two teams at the end of the show because their number one contenders match will be later. Kyle Davis interviews your boy Tyrus and Austin Idol. Tyrus will be, we get our first announcement, our first participant in this coming Tuesday's 14-man over the top rope battle royale to determine the new number one contender for Sweet Charlotte, and it will be Tyrus. They did announce some other names. Well, hopefully they're in this in my notes. It's a bunch of the guys that, you know, you've seen so far and that we've seen on shows and stuff. So we're getting excited about that. That's the big thing this coming Tuesday. We'll talk more about it at the end. Then my favorite segment of the show comes up. Now, of course, as mentioned, tonight was supposed to be the big rematch between Thunder Rosa and Camille. With Camille's number one contender slot or her title match on the line. Once again, another week without Serena Deeb, although I believe, I don't know if it was this past week or this coming week, but Serena Deeb will be on AEW Dynamite. I don't know if she was on this past week or if she's supposed to be on this coming week, but in any event. So, Thunder Rosa is in the building. Obviously, Camille is not because... I guess Strictly Business did their one-week strike. So who is pinch hitting for Camille? My girl, Genocide.
Genocide.
Oh, God. This was the splooge match for me. Thunder Rosa and and Genocide.
You need a beer.
The TW match, that's what I call it. I'll tell you what TW means after the show. The TW match for me. Thunder Rosa and Genocide. Of course, they have chemistry because Genocide works for Thunder Rosa's Mission Pro Wrestling promotion in Texas. So great promotion, by the way. Follow them on Twitter. If you follow Thunder Rosa on Twitter, you'll see a lot of stuff. But they have a good promotion down there, Doctor. Thunder Rosa's Mission Pro Wrestling territory. Thunder Rosa and Camille do not wrestle in this episode, but Genocide is in her place. And good match. You know, Genocide, Thunder Rosa, it's funny, Dr. G, because wrestlers like Thunder Rosa, at least male wrestlers, I don't notice this as much with women's wrestlers, but usually an exceptional in-ring worker, like a grappler, like a Kurt Angle or somebody like that. Usually they struggle at first with larger wrestlers.
Yes.
But I tell you something, Genocide's about the same size as Camille because they're like eyeball to eyeball. But Thunder Rosa really, and this is why I love her so much and why she's one of, might be, in my opinion, the best wrestler in the women's wrestler in the world right now. Camille, we know, is green as grass. And Thunder Rosa at Back for the Attack really got comfortable with her and helped her out a lot in that match. And the same thing goes here. Obviously, Genocide, new to the business. But her and Thunder Rosa ended up having a pretty good match. Not long. I would say the match is probably, 5.5, 6 minutes. Nothing crazy. But they had a good match. A lot of grinding grappling moves to kind of knock Genocide down and take her height advantage away. And eventually Thunder Rosa would win via submission. She would grapevine the ankle and Genocide would have to tap out. But what are your thoughts on her, Doctor, on Genocide? And another storyline building, because this, as much as the promos have been a little shaky, the fact that we haven't seen Serena Deeb, our NWA World Women's Champion, has made the build for the Thunder Rosa versus Camille rematch huge.
I agree.
So another storyline where time is marinating the build. And what do you think of Genocide? That's my two questions to you.
Well, what I think about Genocide first, we'll start with that.
Sure.
I think she has a really strong future. I think it was good, you know, kind of like the student going against the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Thunder Rosa definitely was going to win that. We knew that. But she did a pretty good job in there. I mean, considering, you know, and listen, Thunder Rosa is probably one of the top 2-3 women in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Genocide did a nice job. Now, the one thing about Genocide is she needs some more experience. And mm-hmm. I think with some build and, you know, getting some more work in, which I'm sure she's doing in Mission Pro, I think we'll see something that's – I think you'll see an actual storyline with Thunder Rosa and Genocide. You know what I'm saying? Down the road. But I think the main thing right now is Thunder Rosa and Camille. And that's going to be interesting to see how that works. But you know what's good? Because they have this little storyline going on, you're not really thinking about the NWA World Women's Championship right now.
I know.
Because Serena Deeb's not around. So that's good. They're doing a good job of kind of diverting your attention that the actual champion is not in the promotion right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when she comes back, I'm assuming they're going to take the belt off of her at some point.
I agree, and this is not a disrespect to Serena Deeb, who I think is a professional wrestler, but she's not an NWA employee. She's an AEW employee.
Exactly. Listen, the NWA, we criticized Billy for a lot of things, but he kept the NWA name out there when things mm-hmm. were not going around. You know, whether you like AEW or you don't like AEW, whatever, I'm not even going to get into that storyline. You know, that's not a storyline. That story right now.
It's not a storyline to me, damn it.
But he did a good job of keeping the NWA name out there. But now it's time to bring that belt back home mm-hmm. where it belongs and get it part of the, you know, current situation right now. But having all these storylines with Genocide, Thunder Rosa, the Camille, it's good and smart business right now until you get the actual champion back. Now, who's going to be wrestling Serena Deeb for that championship? I don't know. Is it going to be Camille, and maybe Camille wins the championship, and then it'll, you know, boil down to some match, you know, later at the end of the summer or, you know, into the fall with, you know, Thunder Rosa. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see.
I agree with you. But a good match. It was a good match between Thunder Rosa and Genocide. I enjoyed it very much.
It was.
I'm looking for, and I don't see it. But let me, before we get to the last match, Doctor, I'm going to go to the, under the NWA wrestling news, because I want to see if they've announced, if there's a list of the guys that are.
What we do need is an NWA merchandise store. Didn't you tweet something out about that?
I did. And you know what?
Oh, about the Strictly Business jackets. Jackets.
Yes, but we need anything. We need anything.
Yeah, we need some
NWA stuff.
Come on, Billy. You know, every time we criticize you, then you come out with it. So
I know. Nope. Our web store is currently undergoing some
NWA merchandise, baby. Jesus, come on. Bring it on.
How much fucking maintenance do you need to do? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, really. Enough already.
So I'm trying to find. See, I can't find a story about
need
it.
Some National Treasure Brew. That's what we need.
That would be very cool. Wow, that is pretty cool, actually. I like that. We do not have. I thought we had the full list of guys that are in the Royal Rumble because they did Royal Rumble, the Battle Royal, because they did announce it this week. A few of the guys, but I don't see a list. We do know for a fact. We do know that Tyrus is one of them, but it's a lot of the guys, you know, Sal Renaro and a bunch of other dudes and that kind of stuff. So I did see that. But it's the guys that you would expect to be, in the Battle Royal. So when you see it on Tuesday, you'll know when we know. Now, our final match of the show, the main event, is the number one contenders match for the NWA World's Tag Team titles. The winner of this match will take on Aaron Stevens and Kratos this coming Tuesday. And the teams are The End, which is the team of Paro and Odinson, against one of mine and Sean Kidd's favorite teams, the War Kings, Crimson and Jax Dane.
Did they come out with the song The End?
This is the end. Dun, 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 beautiful friend. Oh, that'd be cool, actually. This was a fun Haas fight.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed all four guys. I'm starting to really appreciate Jax Dane as a worker, Dr. G.
He's probably the best worker of all the guys in that match.
Yeah. I like Crimson. Big, you know, he's solid. The other two guys are young, Odinson and Paro. But I mean, Jax Dane, you know, can't debate a guy, former NWA World's Heavyweight Champion. I really like his leadership skills and his kind of helping ring general the match. But he's a hoss. You know, he could take hits. And these guys were beating the shit out of each other. And I had a feeling the War Kings should win because I think they, you know, we've been saying all along, Dr. G, one of the things they got to continue to build, they really don't have like an actual tag team division. They've really got to build that up, in my opinion.
And they do.
And I think eventually Aaron Stevens and Kratos dropping the straps and then having their feud go will give whoever wins this match and whoever wins the titles a chance to kind of get the tag division righted. Same thing with the women's division. Once Serena Deeb is not champion and she goes off and goes back to AEW full time, and the women's champion is in the NWA, I think you'll see the women's division really galvanize as well. So in the end, Jax Dane hits a Stinger Splash on Paro. Dane follows that with the Samoan Drop. Dane tags in Crimson. Dane with a body avalanche. Crimson knocks Paro off the ring apron. The War Kings connect with their vertical suplex flying elbow drop combo. It's a lot like Power and Glory. And pick up the win. Although it looked like Odinson's shoulder might have come up at the last minute. Something to keep in mind, Doctor.
Yep.
When we get to this coming Tuesday. So the War Kings get the win. And for now, we'll see, because even that little, you know, mealy mouth, beady eyed Joe Galli said that, was that a legitimate pin? So for now,
again, old school NWA.
Exactly. Little controversy to end the show. So at the moment, our NWA World Tag Team title match this coming Tuesday on Power is Aaron Stevens and J.R. Kratos defending the titles against the War Kings.
Now, do you think that they do a, you know, I'm trying to think what they would do if they overturn this, or they say, oh, there's
they
some
add,
controversy in the
or
end.
Or they add the end to the match and it's a three-way. They could do that.
Yeah, three-way, yeah. I hate three-ways, but I know.
Yeah. I don't like three-way tags. It's too many guys.
Yeah, it's too much.
Three-way tags, too many guys. And so Joe Galli and Velvet Sky talk about what just happened, and we go off the air. I really enjoyed this week's show. I really did.
I did, too.
I enjoyed the
fact. I
did, too.
I just, I think you have to upgrade that announcing a little bit, though. That's the only critique I have, but everything else I really enjoyed, and I love that the whole thing with the letter at the beginning of the show. That was a great way to start, and not having Strictly Business on the show was actually a smart idea, because now you know they're going to be on, and what's their reaction going to be next week? Kind of entices you to go, okay, I need to watch this next week. What's going to happen?
I agree. Yep.
Now, obviously, you have to get the pay tier to do that. To pay Fight TV to do it, but most people probably have already done that. But
$5.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Five
support
bucks.
The NWA. Let's keep this company afloat.
A month. It's not even $5 an episode. It's $5 a month.
Exactly.
Come on. Need the NWA needs Strictly Business on every week. And you want the NWA Saturday special to replace that other poser dumpster fire podcast they have.
Exactly. Where's Nick?
Hi.
Come on, National.
Hi, guys. I'm Gary Horn. I'd be like, this is the Podfather. And this is, oh, but there's the other problem. See, now they have stuff sponsored by Hey, It's Fat Ass. So now are they not going to let me on the show now? Because I got to share time with Hey, It's Fat Ass? No. There's only one. Only one.
It's Fat Ass.
Podfather, and you're talking to him. Okay. I don't have Dusty's boots behind me. I'm not banging a Flair daughter, but I can't see my manscaped sack, and I don't need a selfie stick to shave it. Thank you very much. I don't know where I went with that, but anyway.
you're all over the... You're just very angry tonight. But you know what? Screw this other doctor guy, okay?
Yeah. He's got a scruffy...
I am the doctor, and that's it. Simple as that. You know, normally, you know, I try to be the nice guy, but you know what? No, I'm not the nice guy right now. It's time to put up or shut up.
Nice guys are overrated.
NWA Saturday special against this, I don't know, whatever this name of this stupid podcast is.
This is pro wrestling.
Yeah, this is pro wrestling. Ooh.
I purvey 17 fucking pro wrestling shows, assholes. What do you guys purvey?
Pro wrestling. What the hell name is that?
You guys don't even know how to purvey your beards. Anyway, good show this week. Excellent episode of Power, even though we didn't have Strictly Business. But excellent episode of Power, which means, Doctor, here's the announcement. This coming Tuesday, May 25th, is actually the go-home Power before When Our Shadows Fall, which, of course, will be on Sunday, June 6th. So there will not be an episode of Power the following Tuesday, which, incidentally, is yours truly's birthday. And
that is, you know what, but we should have, there should be a show on your birthday.
I have a feeling they're going to do a superpower. They'll probably do a Power Surge.
They should do something, because you really need to pump up that pay-per-view.
No, they will. They'll probably do a Power Surge, you know, like one of those 30-minute promo shows where they'll pump up.
We're doing a little Twitch.
Guys, we need some matches, NWA.
Yeah, we do.
Need matches. There is not a single match announced.
They have to get better at that. You know, we may – there's some things about WWE we may not like these days, but the one thing they do is promote well. And they need to take that model, and you need to start getting matches out there so people know what, and make them, entice them to buy it. Even if they don't watch, you know, or if they occasionally watch a Power show, at least it gives something to, okay, I want to see this.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you're not really selling it. I mean, you could assume what the matches are going to be, but you want to know what it is before you buy it. So hopefully they're going to do a good job. Hopefully this next Power will really kind of set the stage. That's the only thing I would have to say. They just need to promote a little bit more, really market, you know, especially that you're building to a pay-per-view. You're not doing a pay-per-view every single month. As you're building it, start start creating those matches. But I think things hopefully shall come into focus this week.
Yeah, I think so too. We will have the 15-man battle royal to determine the number one contender for Sweet Charlotte. We will have our NWA women's. I don't know if we're going to have Thunder Rosa versus Camille. That hasn't been announced. I have a feeling they'll save that for the pay-per-view. They should anyway.
Who do you think it's going to be Aldis and...
The big story is Murdoch? This... Well, that's if they did the math right, will May 25th be the first day back after the 30-day suspension of Trevor Murdoch? That's the big thing.
Yep. And I'm looking forward to doing the Twitch too, because I know we're going to do a Twitch.
We are. That on Sunday afternoon, June 6th, there will be a When Our Shadows Fall Twitch special on the Place to Be Nation Twitch feed, hosted by, of course, the Kettle Man himself, Callum McDougall.
The Scottish Nightmare.
Suki himself, Callum McDougall. You and I will be there. Hopefully Sean Kidd will be there. And we will, we'll give you the skinny as it's happening.
I really enjoy those Twitches, and Callum does a phenomenal job, and we really do have a good time on those, and we love to, just give our own little commentary. It's kind of fun, and I'll tell you, I'm really looking forward to this pay-per-view. I'm just hoping, they have – it would be nice. I mean, I don't know if they'll do it because of the facility they're in, but it would be nice to see like a cage match. You do need some gimmick matches. And when we saw a little bit of one last week, when we saw the, what did they call it? The False Count Anywhere.
With Jack Steen and Slice. Yeah.
So you used a little bit of the set to kind of, beat the hell out of each other. I don't want every match to be a gimmick match, because I think it's too much. I think sometimes they overdo it these days, but I think just a little bit of something, just so when you're watching this pay-per-view, it's not the same thing that you're watching on Power every week. Now it's something special.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Like, and damn it, Race Out is special.
I do know for a fact that I know one guy that's in the Battle Royal. My man, Slice Boogie, is in the Battle Royal. Slice Boogie, who's undefeated.
Fake here at the NWA. Shorts are
yes, his little Met shorts. That's right. His little Jacob DeGrom tights. He is undefeated in the National Wrestling Alliance, Doctor. So I have a feeling that the following week on June 1st, the Tuesday before the pay-per-view, they'll probably have a power surge where they'll do some last minute, promos to pump stuff up. I do think we will have some match announcements this coming Tuesday. This Tuesday's power is huge. So it is. If you haven't paid your $4.99, just do it. It's $5. Come on. And just the NWA will get the support. Nike.
Just do it, baby.
Yeah. Just like Michael. Got to be like Mike.
I wish you guys were having a Broken Skull IPA with me tonight, because it's really, really delicious.
It's quite a good beer, let me tell you.
It is.
Let me tell you. I think there should be a...
We need an NWA Saturday special beer.
Oh,
NWA Saturday special coffee, even.
Oh, that would be fitting, actually.
Yeah, nice coffee. What do you think? We could find a company?
And you guys could do an NWA crock pot and roll.
Yes.
You guys could talk about meatloaf and chicken cacciatore. No, crock and roll, everybody. Love the show, of course.
You could tell, guys, we record this late at night, so we get a little, punchy after a certain time.
I was punchy about 5 hours ago, but...
you wanted to punch somebody.
Not you. I love you. I didn't want to punch you. Some days I want to punch you, but usually because we can get in a good scrape.
Well, we want to beat the hell out of each other some days, but that's okay.
But now our forces should be...
Come on. We never told this story on any of our shows, but come on. Do you remember, WrestleMania 10 back in college?
Are you talking about when the cable went out?
Yeah, when the
that
the
was WrestleMania 9.
9. I'm sorry.
Because it was right...
10 yes. was with yeah. Owen and Brett.
With Owen and Brett. No, this was in the Vegas one.
WrestleMania 9. Yep. Sorry, guys. You know what? Too many Broken Skull IPAs.
I'm the sober one here. So we were watching the pay-per-view in Dr. G's dorm when we were in college, and members of our alma mater's football team, which we knew well because we did the games, we were the radio broadcast team, and the football players came in and said, "Oh shit, the guy's got mania." So we had like you, me, and like 9 football players sitting watching WrestleMania. It was really awesome. It was WrestleMania 9. It was April of 93. And yeah, all of a sudden, right as Fuji, if you WWE fans that know, right as Fuji had the salt in his hands and literally just as he's throwing it in Bret Hart's face while he's got Yokozuna in the sharpshooter, the cable went out.
Yeah, Storer Cable.
Yep, Storer Cable, which ended up becoming Comcast. Storer Cable was the cable I had when I was a kid.
Yep.
Storer Cable, which is now Comcast. And everybody was pissed. We didn't know what to do. So the UNH football team started beating the hell out of each other. So we had our own battle royal where Dr. G and I were getting thrown around by 6'5", 295-pound guys with 2% body fat.
You know, so, you got to figure at that time, I was, maybe 160 pounds. So,
yeah. And I was about
maybe 155 pounds, whatever it was. And they were throwing me around. We were having such a good time, though.
But we were getting beating the shit out of each other. It was a lot of fun.
I'll never forget that because it was just like, and the thing is, I don't even remember when we found out that Hogan won the championship. It wasn't even like right away because. You know, word didn't get around like it does now.
Well, my buddy called me that night and said, "Oh my God, I can't believe he won it again." And I'm like, "Again? Who are you talking about?" I thought he meant Yoko. I'm like, "Well, it's his first time as champion." He goes, "I thought you watched it." I said, "Yeah, the cable went out." He goes, "You didn't see the end?" I'm like, "No." He goes, "Holy shit." It wasn't until the next night.
Yeah, because they wound up giving me like a free, you could watch it like, I guess, Monday or Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was just Storer. It might have been other cable companies that also went out besides. I just remember it being a big controversy, but it was the big thing I remember is us, with the football players.
Yeah, that was a lot of
fun. Guys were like twice the size of us.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
And, you compared to me, you were a bigger guy at that time, and they were tossing you around like it was nothing.
Yeah, no, it was, yeah.
It was fun, though.
It was impressive.
Yeah, we used to just jump off my, the
kitchen table. I'm surprised we didn't
kill Macho Man, yeah. It's amazing we're still alive, to be honest.
And we didn't get thrown out of school for breaking furniture, but.
We had a good time.
So there we go. So this coming Tuesday, folks, huge episode of NWA Power. We're going to have a 15-man battle royal to determine who will be the number one contender for Nick Aldis's Sweet Charlotte. Strictly Business will be in the house. They've got to be. We're going to get a world's tag title match. Aaron Stevens and Kratos versus the War Kings. And maybe we'll have Thunder Rosa versus Camille. Or we will at least find out that that's what will be the big match coming up on June 6th. You were talking about, Doctor, the pay-per-views being... I have a feeling because this pay-per-view has a theme... I have a feeling that they'll snazz up the GPS.
I hope so.
Studios to make it look.
You need to do something. I'm not saying you have to go over the top, but you need to do something that's going to entice. But the thing is, what are they going to do promoting it to get people to buy that pay per view? Again, the junkies, bonkies like ourselves that are into this, we're going to buy it no matter what. But what are you going to do about those people that are on the fence? Those are the ones you're going to want to get to buy that pay-per-view.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
It's going to be interesting.
A big deal. Yeah, I agree. No, I agree with you. So there you go, folks.
Yeah, a lot of fun tonight.
This past Tuesday's episode of Power. Thank you for listening. That'll do it for this week's episode of the Saturday special. Pretty, about an hour. It seems to be our norm now. Join us next week. We'll be back to review the Go Home episode of Power. Who will be the guy? Let's just be honest. It's probably going to happen on June 6th. So let's just say it. Who will be the guy to face Nick Aldis for the World's Heavyweight Championship on June 6th at When Our Shadows Fall?
And remember, Nick Aldis is always welcome on this program.
Yes, he is. And Sweet Charlotte.
He will be treated with respect.
Yes, he will. As will Tom Latimer and Chris Adonis, the national champion, and... Meal. We will have a world tag title match this coming Tuesday as J.R. Kratos and Aaron Stevens will defend the belts against the War Kings. And we will have more as we are getting ready for When Our Shadows Fall. You can follow me on Twitter at PTBPodfather. You can follow G on Twitter at DrGPTB. And you can follow the brand on Twitter at PTBNWrestling. The new Twitter, it's a new Twitter handle now. It is not at Place to Be Nation anymore. It's at PTBNWrestling.
It's about time, baby.
The Wrestling Network feed and the PTB Pop feed have their own Twitters now. So we have two separate Twitters. So keep an eye on it. Check out the upcoming week, a new five-part series, Marty Sleaz and his Pro Wrestling Love Show we have every Sunday. We got a lot of great stuff, folks, coming up down the pike. New episode of Main Event this coming week. Next weekend is also Double or Nothing. Not only is it Memorial Day weekend, but it's also AEW Double or Nothing. So expect this week's episode of Main Event to have such the topic. So there we go. All right. Everybody have a wonderful week. Enjoy the weather. It's getting nicer here in the Northeast. Crack open a Broken Skull IPA or a Strictly Business Ghost. We wish there was that. I am Scott. He is the doctor, and you are not.
Ciao.